Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go, lady listeners first. Debbie, listening to WSC-FM. You're on Free Talk Live in South Carolina. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. How are you guys?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just found you tonight. It's the first time I've come across you, and I just feel like you're speaking to me.
Oh, I didn't know I was lost, Debbie.
No, I think I was, and now I'm found.
Hallelujah!
Well, welcome aboard. So this is one of the reasons why I love being on FM stations. Debbie, quick question, quick demographic-related question. Do you ever go to the AM band?
Periodically.
Interesting. Okay. Not too many. It's my opinion that not too many younger women actually do go to.
Your opinion is backed up by facts and demographic.
The AM band. So luckily, WSC is on FM over there, and we snagged you tonight. So what's on your mind?
This is the first time I'm hearing about this free state idea. I'm very intrigued. Where in New Hampshire is everybody, or at least be informed, going to?
Wherever they would like.
Some are in the Seacoast area, some are in the northern area, some are in Keene. It's all over Manchester.
So the common element, though, is that all of the Free State Project members have signed one simple agreement, and that is that they believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, which means that here in the Free State Project movement, you've got people that believe in very, very small government, and then people like me that believe in self-government, and there should be no violent monopoly out there coercing people. And so if you want to get into the demo, you know, like the breakdowns of who's moving where, there tends to be a little bit more of kind of a non-cooperative civil disobedience market-based activist element moving out to the Keene area. Also, there's an element there in the Manchester area that's sort of the big city. Manchester also has a lot of political activists. Concord, of course, being the capital of the state, has probably a good chunk of political activists there. And again, there's some people out on the seacoast, and there's like a handful of folks that have moved up into the hinterlands up north. And of course, there's small towns all across the state. It's just a beautiful place to live, and wherever you end up, wherever is right for you, there will be liberty-loving people that are nearby and ready to assist and busy doing wonderful activism that is unheard of anywhere else across the country.
And I could get any kind of information on all of this on your website?
You can go to, it's not our website, it's the Free State Project's website. That is freestateproject.org. Our website is freetalklive.com, and you're certainly welcome to go to either or both of those sites.
Okay, great.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. You can see all kinds of gals who send in their pictures to prove that they're listening to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com.
There you go. Debbie, any other thoughts?
That's it. I'm just interested to find out more.
I thank you for the call tonight. And listen every weekend there on WSC. We're live every weekend there from 7 to 10. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'd like to also suggest that to those of you listening on the radio, if you aren't getting our weekday show, then call the local talk station and thank them for airing the Saturday show, and then ask them nicely to put on the weekday show.
Yeah. Asking in a mean way, not going to do any good.
Right. It's a nice positive phone call you can make to the program director there, and they'll appreciate hearing from you, appreciate knowing that you like what they've decided to do with their Saturday nights. All right, so we continue with your calls. Going internationally to Norway, where Marius is on the line. Hello, Marius. You're on the amp line.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling about a little over a year ago. I sent you an email about coming ban of slot machines in Norway.
They banned slot machines.
Yeah, because there was like in all kinds of grocery stores and 7-Elevens and all kinds of places in Norway, there's been like slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been all private, and some of them have been all supported by charities, so that you can spend a little money on a slot machine, and if you lost it, will go to a charity.
Sounds like fun to me.
That's how bingo works here in the United States. Is they have often churches have bingo nights, and it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, the problem is just that people get addicted to gambling. You know, the poor gambling addicts that will spend all their welfare money on these machines.
Right, so everybody has to be prevented from having fun because there's a few people that will get addicted.
Yeah, especially people on welfare. So the Norwegian government really took a proactive approach to this. they banned slot machines altogether.
Ah,
has that stopped the problem of gambling addiction?
They didn't stop the problem of gambling addiction because the numbers are in, and the number of gambling addicts in Norway is just as high as they were before the ban. Yeah.
You know, it figures. And Marius, I thank you for the call tonight and the update on that, because when you look at prohibition, it's always the same. Whether it's alcohol prohibition or gambling prohibition or prostitution or whatever it is you're looking at, drug prohibition, there are always going to be people who want to get their hands on the prohibited product or service. And in fact, the statistics bear out exactly what Marius is saying there. In the realm of drug prohibition, studies that were done have found that the number of drug addicts is the same percentage today as it was before drugs were prohibited. The number of hardcore strung-out drug addicts, same percentage. And he's saying the number of gambling addicts there in Norway, a year later after the ban has been in effect, same percentage. It doesn't change people's behavior. It just puts them in jail cells for it. The guys I was sitting in jail with a few weeks ago when I spent a weekend in jail, none of those guys were going to give up doing drugs when they got out. They
were I'm done with crack, right. Baby. No, they were no all, more.
They were all looking forward to it, man. They were looking forward to their next
you
hit.
See, and all it does is, you know, making crack illegal, all it does is drive up the price of crack, because otherwise it would be cheap. You'd have generic forms of crack that are cheap as aspirin out there, and the people that want to smoke crack and do what, you know, whatever it does to them in the long term, I don't really care. The fact is, it's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper. They don't have to break into people's houses and steal their stuff.
Into their cars, like our caller earlier was experiencing, just brazenly people breaking into a car right out in the parking lot.
Likely we're talking about drug addicts there. The fact is, every once in a while, some of these burglars, they have to have what they have to have so much that they're willing to break into someone's house and kill them to get their stuff.
It's crazy.
My wife and my child are put at risk every single day by these silly drug laws for drugs that they themselves have never used.
Prohibition's absolutely insane. Hopefully we'll be able to end these other prohibitions sooner rather than later. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Cal is listening in New Hampshire to WKBK in Keene. Hello, Cal.
Hey, gentlemen. How the hell are you?
Hey, excellent, what's on your mind?
Well,
isn't this Tarzan?
Yeah. Okay. It's Tarzan, man. Hey, listen,
excellent.
Is it okay to ask you 3 or 4 questions?
I don't know. We've got a bunch of calls on the line. Let's keep it to 2, and then
okay,
we can call
questions.
In next week.
Who was your biggest inspiration between the both of you, real quick?
From a radio side or from a political
side? From any side of the life. Who's
What's
your
that?
Inspiration? What drives you?
What is my inspiration?
No, who drove you, and who drove you to your inspiration? Who's your mentor? Do you have a mentor?
I think I've had several people along the way that have been very influential in my life and mentored
right.
me for
That's
periods of time.
Know.
And I'd have to, currently I'll claim Big Jim Davis, the guy who gave me my shot in Sarasota, Florida.
The general manager of Clear Channel down there at the time? Yeah,
he was
nice
at the
guy.
Time. Now he's down in Port St. Lucie.
As far as my belief system is concerned, I would say
who was your inspiration, man?
Well, I would say that Harry Brown helped really form my current belief system today. Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, 1996 and 2000. But my current inspiration are the great super activists that we have here in New Hampshire.
That's awesome, dude. And how come you two aren't back on Cheshire TV? What's going on with that? And why can't we see you both on camera again? I mean, we had Mark on camera. Why can't Ian and Mark do camera?
Well,
I'll come down and work for you.
Well, I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Tarzan. I've been thinking about it, and I just haven't managed to get the
oh, come on.
It's too much. It's a lot of work to do television, Tarzan.
Dude,
I did
53 episodes with Rick.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fantastic.
I got them all on tape, man. You guys can check any of my
What he's referring to is the local cable access channel. At one point, Mark had his own weekly television show.
And just for kicks,
a lot of people were tuning into that, obviously. Mark, you're in high demand. People are asking for you back.
I was getting a lot of people stopping me on the street. It doesn't happen in my radio career.
Yeah, I understand it. Why can't you do a tag team right on there? Why can't the both of you do a tag team?
You know, maybe once we have enough people to run a crew for something like that, where we wouldn't have to do a whole bunch of work. Like, radio's great, because I can come down here, stumble downstairs, flip the microphones on, and do the show. You don't have to point any lights and do this, this pre-prep that you have to do with television. So, the answer is, Tarzan, I'm lazy. Call us next week. We'll get your other questions then. More on the way. Your call's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam version, all for free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we talk a lot about solutions, or as often as we can, about solutions to these problems that are being foisted upon us by the men and women calling themselves government. And, of course, one of my favorite solutions is the Free State Project, and we talk a lot about them. But what about for those of you that just feel like you can't pick up, you're stuck where you are, you're feeling despair because there's just so much going on, you would love to join the Free State Project, but it's just not the right time for you? Go join our friends over at Bureaucrash. And even if you can join the Free State Project, join our friends over at Bureaucrash. Because if you're looking to get involved with other liberty lovers from across the country, and they do skew a little on the younger side of Bureaucrash, then join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. And don't forget to check out their new Bureaucrash Social. Great way to network with other liberty-loving people in your area and around the country, and I believe around the world, bureaucrash.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to, Caleb is on the line in Tennessee. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have two pretty interesting topics to run.
We've got
you.
One. Time for one. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, it's about Bob Barr, who reportedly...
Bob Barr who? What's he doing now? Does anyone care? What's this guy up to?
No one cares, but it's just it's funny and interesting.
Okay,
okay,
good.
Everybody, yes. Okay, him and the other candidate who is...
Root?
Also pretty unpopular, Ralph Nader.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're having a brunch together, which... Wow, that by itself is somewhat ironic, considering they were running against each other. And like,
is this after the election? Are we? I'm sorry. Time frame here. Are we talking prior to the election, or are we talking nowadays after the election?
After the election, okay. Like 2 weeks or so after the election.
Got it.
They got into an argument about McCain and Obama, which was stating the idea that if Obama was to get, if he hadn't been elected, would the response have been the same as, oh, we have a new president, or it's just, you know, just a black guy?
I don't really understand what you're getting at there.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's saying that Obama is the only, like, him being black is the only reason he was elected, in which...
I think some people elected him because he was a socialist.
But in which Barr responded, you're completely wrong in every way, and then Bob Barr stands up and leaves him with the bill, and he had to call Nader had to call a cab to get a ride home.
Because he doesn't drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking...
So you're saying Bob Barr's a jerk and he stiffed Ralph Nader?
Well,
exactly. Now I'm saying, imagine if he would have got elected.
If Bob Barr would have been elected.
Yes. What would happen, you know? If somebody would have said one wrong thing to him, would it have been like, I'm out of here and left it to the vice president? You know?
I don't know about that. That's not very likely. Bob Barr is, he's a politico just like anybody else in D.C., and he's a former member of the CIA, as I understand it, and I'm sure he would have loved to have got his hands on the presidency, but as running for the Libertarian Party, he knew he must have known there was no chance he was going to win. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Bob Barr fading into obscurity. As we continue with...
As is the Libertarian Party, that they've picked him as the presidential candidate.
Let's talk to Steve listening in Ohio. Steve, where are you calling from tonight?
Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, capital city of the Buckeye State, and I'm receiving you on AM 1420 WSD. I don't know where they're located. I'm picking up by ground wave conditions.
Oh.
So what station are you on in Ohio?
Athens. We're on in Athens, but I don't think that's nearby you, and I've certainly never heard of that station before. The call letters don't come up, so I'm not sure where it is you're tuning that from.
Yeah, AM 1420 WSD. I don't know where they're located at, but
interesting. Maybe it's a pirate.
Well, it's a local station. Usually I'll pick up Cleveland on 1420, and I kind of surf that medium wave, do medium wave DXing, and I just
you know I love radio geek stuff. I'm a radio geek personally, but it's probably not interesting to 99% of our audience. So what were you calling for tonight?
Well, just wanted to let you know I am receiving you. Where are you? I'm glad to talk to someone that's a DXer with AM radio. Where is your broadcast from?
We're originating from Keene, New Hampshire, and there are 45 now radio stations across the country that pick us up and rebroadcast us. From time to time, we'll come across like a secret station that had started airing the show without necessarily telling us they did, and so it sounds like you've come across one of those, but I'm not sure where it is this station is. So it may be a Part 15, which could be which is sort of a legal transmitting station at a tenth of a watt. So you may have somebody down the street from you with an antenna up in the air that's essentially transmitting no further than a mile or two on the AM band. Or it could be somebody doing a pirate radio transmission as well. So if that's all you were calling for was a DX reception, I appreciate it. Glad you're out there, and I thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. DXing is a radio slang term for listening to a radio station from far away, basically, as I understand it. You're not listening to your local stations, even though he seems convinced that that is a local station and whatever.
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
All right, we continue here. Maybe he was listening to WIMS over in Illinois. That's a possibility. We go to Andrew listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I was just, I used to live in Vermont. I just moved down here a couple months ago to, South Carolina, picking you up on WSC.
WSC. Everybody's giving our reception reports tonight. What do you got, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Well, a lot, but I was just thinking that...
Pick one.
One. All right. The war on drugs. Let's talk about that for a second.
That's a good one. That's my pet issue. Go ahead.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's completely ineffective.
Oh, it's very effective at increasing police departments' budgets.
Mm, that's true.
Oh, yeah, of course. It completely expands the government jobs and fattens pockets of people who give jobs to their friends. But the thing is that they're filling up jail cells with people who are drug addicts, and they're spending all this money to essentially fight, quote, the war on drugs when they're never going to win. I mean, if something gets dropped, if the second they arrest somebody, they're going to get picked right back up by another drug dealer out there ready to grab that street corner. And I don't understand the effectiveness. I don't understand what their logic is behind it.
It's all about putting warm bodies in prison cells, increasing government budgets, rewarding friends, punishing enemies, and as you say, you know, keep bringing the money rolling into the government bureaucracies. It's not about protecting. It's not about serving. It's just about serving themselves. I thank you for the call. You're absolutely right. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate, I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. Updates, you get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Funknobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls catered towards customers looking to give their playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com, online since 2004. Use code FTL, like in Free Talk Live, FTL, to save 10% at Funknobs.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Steve listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Little side note. I talked to Keith Malinak over the week.
Ah, yes. Keith Malinak, program director of WSCFM.
Yes, sir. And he was telling me that with the Arbitron ratings, that as it stands, that he wouldn't put you guys on during the week.
Oh, drat. I don't know what that means. That may mean that his current show is doing well, and so therefore he is not going to make a move. It may not mean that we're doing poorly.
Hey, exactly. I mean, he's not going to make a move because apparently his demographics are liking what he's playing. So
it's that darn Savage, isn't it? Doesn't he have Savage on during the week there?
You know, they used to have Savage come on at 6 to 9, and then they moved him from 9 to 12.
He is so entrenched. I don't know who they have on now, but over time, we're still going to be here as all those other guys drop off the radar. So eventually, he'll make the right move. We look forward to it. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I mean, Savage just aggravates me every time I listen to him. But anyway, you remember the Republicans and the Whigs?
The Democratic Republicans and the Whigs?
There you go.
Okay.
And the Republicans of the time became the Democrats and the Whigs became the Republicans.
Sort of. I mean, you know, some people switched parties, you know, at that time. But actually, the party was called the Democratic Republicans and the Whigs. So right. You had, yeah, and definitely at that, I think it was after the third president or maybe the fourth, essentially that kind of went away, and then you got the Democratic-Republican Party schismed, and obviously the people that were Whigs had to have gone somewhere, but yeah, I mean, Republicans traditionally have always been sort of more authoritarian and monarchic.
That my point is like, you know, we've got the incumbent Democrats and the Republicans. When is there ever going to be a chance? I mean, the Republicans shot themselves in the foot for the past 12 years. I mean, when can we get Libertarians or some other party to come up to bat? It just does not seem that the United States thinks there's only two parties to vote for, Republicans and Democrats, and they don't even, you know, they don't even give a second look at anything else.
It's so true, and it's so frustrating. I was involved with the Libertarian Party for a number of years down in Florida, and so, I mean, I know it from the inside out. I've been paying attention to it for a long time. And, man, they've been giving it the best try they possibly can. It is one of the – it may be the largest third party in the country. They've been at it for almost 40 years now, running candidates on a national, state, and local levels, and they just keep striking out. And one of the reasons why – the number one reason why, I think – beyond the fact that the media ignores them and they the government schools indoctrinate people to believe there are only two parties, but beyond all that, the system is run by the two parties. And if there's one thing the Republicans and Democrats can agree on, it's keeping everybody else out. So the entire system is constructed to prevent any third party from getting any level of legitimacy in the scheme of things. And that's just the rules are written to where you have to get to a certain percentage point in the polls. I think it's like 15% or something like that in order to get into the debates. The debates, they didn't used to be set up by the what do they call it, the Commission for the Debates or something like that. There's some sort of debate organization that the Republicans and Democrats formed after 1992's election. Remember 1992, they let old Ross Perot into the debates.
Ross Perot, I love him, yeah.
And, well, Ross Perot's kind of a nut job, but he was better than, he seemed like a better choice than the other two. And so Ross Perot, as crazy as he was and dropping out right before and then coming back in, doing all his craziness, Ross Perot ended up getting 19% of the popular vote. And so basically what happened after that was, I think it was it the... Who was it? The League of Women Voters, I think.
Yeah, it was the League of Women Voters who used to hold the,
right.
The debates.
The debates. So they were the ones that were hosting the debates. And so the Republicans and the Democrats got together after 1992 and they said, all right, we've got to cut these guys out of the picture. We've got to take over the debates. We're going to run them ourselves. We'll form this commission for the presidential debates.
This can never happen again.
Right. And we're going to regulate everything down to the temperature in the room, to the questions and everything. They really do have rules about what the temperature should be. And so they created this presidential debate. Commission, they set the rules, they set the bar extremely high to allow anybody else besides the approved parties on board. So it's very difficult to get in on the national level, I've only talked about the debates. It's difficult as hell to even get your candidate on the ballot. The Libertarian Party spends hundreds of thousands of dollars every presidential season just to get the names of the candidates on the ballots. That's money that they could spend doing outreach. It's money they could spend doing advertising. They could be doing all kinds of things with that money, but all that money is going into, you know, paying petitioners and paying state regulatory fees and filing paperwork and nonsense like that. So I guess my answer for you is I don't believe it's possible to get a third party to a level of popularity on the national level, because the deck is completely stacked against that ever happening. I think we have a higher chance of secession than we do of anything like that.
Well, I'll tell you another thing too. You mentioned it earlier, but since the media is on the Democrat side and you've got the NEA involved, which, you know, we're just going to go ahead and brainwash our children, the Republican Party's gone, so we're just going to end up having one party eventually.
Well, I don't think the Republican Party is any more gone than the Democrat Party was when they lost an election in 2000 that they, I mean, the presidential election.
But there was paper.
way back in 2004.
Absolutely. There's going to be, you think Barack Obama is going to be anything but Jimmy Carter, only black? I mean, I'm sorry to say that that's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, he's being handed a very bad economy, and he's not going to, he's, and socialism doesn't work. So he's going to try to do that. The only thing he's done good so far is Volcker. Volcker,
who?
I said. It's his treasury guy.
I find really funny is you got Clinton retread in the cabinet. It's just amazing.
You know, here's my prediction for you. I have a prediction. The Republican Party is all of a sudden going to find its principles.
There you go.
And over the next 4 years, you're going to hear the Republicans really striking out against socialism and striking out against the big government.
I predict there'll be a contract with America.
And then in 2011, the Republican candidates will be talking about smaller government. It's time to turn the country around. Trust us, folks. We're going to do it this time. We promise.
We're the party of smaller government.
Right. We promised you back in the 90s. We got hold of the power. We got drunk on it. We forgot about our principles, and now we're back. And, of course, most of the Republicans are going to fall right in line and believe the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker.
Well,
and
they really don't. It's not that they believe it. It's just that they don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? If you believe in smaller government, what are you going to do? Vote for the Democrats? I mean,
well,
really?
I'm here in New Hampshire, and we're going to do something here.
Really, the thing is, fool me once, shame on me. Or
yeah.
Whatever Bush said, fool me, don't get fooled again. That was
right.
Funny.
Well, the sad part is Americans seem to get fooled every 4 years. And people,
yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And when we did our pre-election show and we asked the question on the air for people to call in who are really excited about the candidate they're voting for to explain why, all we got from people was just the most surface-level, nonsensical, trivial reasons to vote for these people. So even the people that are paying attention aren't even really paying attention. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even realize the wool has been pulled over their eyes, so they're going to get away with it again and again, whether it's Barack Obama being reelected in 2012 or some Republican getting elected on some smaller government message. The whole thing's going to start all over again, and the system will continue to perpetuate itself until people decide that they can no longer, until people come to the conclusion that they can't achieve liberty through the voting process. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I thank you for calling your station and asking for more Free Talk Live. Those calls do make a difference. 800-259-9231. In the remaining moments, we've got enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com.
DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here, but I can't get you the number because the phones are loaded. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming an amplifier, as have done almost 600 of our listeners. All coming on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if it's valuable to you, help us out by becoming an amplifier and get access to special perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, some of the alternative options, all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned we welcome our brand new affiliate in Monroe, Louisiana, which we actually used to be on in Monroe, and then unfortunately the FCC came in with the iron fist of the state and actually just took the radio station off the air that we were on at the time. So it's good to be back in Monroe and Farmerville, Louisiana on KBYO 92.7. And the reason we're on KBYO is because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Because we wouldn't be on KBYO if it weren't for the amplifiers sending us that money every month, because we used that money to buy KBYO a satellite receiver. So the amplifiers are the reason that they are able to even receive our signal and put us on the air. So welcome aboard to our listeners in Louisiana, and thank you to the amplifiers for making all of this possible. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll go to Joe in Boston. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe in Boston, going once. Joe in Boston, Massachusetts, going twice.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
You just pressed the button too late. I didn't hear the beep until you said going once. Going
here you
twice.
Go. Go ahead, okay. Joe.
I want to compliment you guys. First of all, you're very nice. Even if someone disagrees with you, you don't say, oh, you can't call in and things like that.
Yeah,
and
this is a conversation anybody can play.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. I think I'd like to talk about a subject. I want to answer why people are afraid of total free, because we're afraid
total
that
what?
Won't freedom. Work.
Freedom.
You can't discipline yourself. Let me explain what I mean. There's a website, if I can give it out with your permission, it's criticalconditions.com. Can I give it out?
You already did.
You're done.
Oh, thank you. And there's a book called Critical Conditions. It's by Martine Lerenclou. I don't agree with her. She says the hospitals and all this tells about the problems and don't mention names and employees. Be an advocate. Yes, be there 24 hours a day. You might not come out alive. If you have no one like me and some of the others, as you guys know, I call occasionally, and I really enjoy your show. I wish you were on a radio station here, but you're not. She talks about cases where it's taken 2 or 3 hours to get the right medicine. A girl is having a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors themselves are on the website if you go up, but they won't mention their names about horror stories. Now, here are people that are policing themselves, and this is a devil's advocate, and I'm being totally honest with you people. Next time I call, I'll tell you about an experience I had with an with another person who was supposedly free.
Okay.
And these people, they can't police themselves because nothing's getting done. It's getting worse. So how do you deal with it? They're free to police themselves. You see what I'm saying?
They're free? You're saying hospital workers are policing?
Doctors, yes. And if you can't get any help from a family member, go to a hospital worker. Go to the charge nurse. Now, she may or may not be on your side. Remember, she works for the hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can tell you that this is the reason that you've got a coercive government out there that uses violence to keep people out of business. You've got the AMA, which is a union of doctors that keeps that says, look, you can't have people out there practicing medicine just willy-nilly because folks will die and stuff. So they keep people out of business that haven't gone to school for umpteen hundred years in order to become doctors. And they managed to make it a very exclusive community, so they keep down a supply of medicine. By keeping down supply and you've got a high demand, what you're going to have is essentially they can provide any kind of service and get away with it.
Well, what about the doctors that screw up and they cover things up? Like, you know, the mortality rate is terrible in hospitals, and they keep that hidden from the public. And I think it should be exposed, like on your Free Talk Live website. And I wish your
If
Amazon
I knew what it was,
site.
I'd expose it.
Huh?
I don't know what it is. How can I expose it?
Well, I have to say that in a true free market environment, which we don't have, we're not even close to it, the government system is, or the government is paying for over 50% of the dollars that's being spent in the healthcare system today. So it's a mostly socialist system. There are all kinds of government rules, regulations, and red tape. Obviously, by what you're saying, none of that is working either. So if we had a true free market environment, then there could be watchdog groups, and there may already be some watchdog groups. I'm not sure what they would be, but there could be very well watchdog groups made up of people like you, Joe, and other people that are concerned about how things are going at various different hospitals and what the situations are there, and informing the public of the truth. And of course, in the absence of governmental regulation or any sort of governmental structure, the news media is going to be looking for things to report on. Besides what Barack Obama's wife is going to wear to the inauguration, which is what I heard them talking about on the news today.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
And so they'll focus on things that make a difference in people's lives, like health care and how people are being treated. You know, you'll see things like undercover investigations and things like that being run on hospitals. And if it's not happening, then that just means that there's an opportunity for someone to get out there and provide that. I think that a lot of people are getting the health care that they're looking for. It's just costing them a lot of money. And there's a lot of unnecessary red tape around all of it. So I share your concerns. I think that the hospital situation in this country is absolutely dismal, and I think it's because of government involvement. In the absence of government involvement, there can be all kinds of levels of oversight, just depending on what people want to do. Does that make any sense? Joe? Joe's gone. Let's continue. You can talk about what you want. Jeremy is on the line in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm glad you're out of jail, dude. I just kind of wondered how you got out of jail so early.
Didn't you ask me this question last weekend?
Hey, guys, I want to talk about Attila the Hun and Pope Leo the First, and about how this police state and world reckoning has been going on for hundreds of years, and they don't stop. I mean, Attila had them shaking that head. He had their balls between his hands, and he could have seen them. And, you know, these Masonics have been going back for a long time, and they're not going to quit until we get to the brunt of it, and we find out where their jewels really are, and crush them.
Crush the family jewels. I couldn't have said it better myself, Jeremy. Thank you for the call.
Jules Vernon, around the world in 80 days.
Always appreciate hearing from old Jeremy there. Actually, I kept him on hold for an entire hour just because I know that he sits there and he drinks as he's waiting to get on the air. So we continue with your calls. Gene is on the line, and he is the Christian anarchist in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hey, Gene.
Well, Gene. Hi. I wanted to, earlier somebody was talking about their rights.
Okay.
And being destroyed or whatever, and I wanted to try and get people to realize rights are created, they're part of the creation, and you cannot destroy them. All you can do is violate them. So everybody has the same rights from coast to coast and around the world. The only thing is that Gangs of thugs violate those rights.
And people voluntarily relinquish them as well. They've been sort of trained into releasing their rights and not holding and not essentially standing firm on them. And that's another factor,
well,
don't you think?
Technically, you can't even release your rights. You can only not fight when somebody violates them.
Good point, Gene. Any other thoughts?
That's all. I just wanted to get the terminology right and hope that people will start to use those right terms.
I appreciate your clarification. Let's go briefly to Eric in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just curious because I've been talking to a lot of new people about the concept of liberty recently, and I was wondering what kind of pitch, I don't mean to use the word pitch like you're selling something, but you know what I mean.
We are. We're selling liberty. It's the truth.
Yeah. What do you say to someone who's never heard of that kind of thing before and is kind of like skeptical about that kind of thing?
Well, you know, usually it's a lot easier to talk about some specific instance, you know, if you have that sort of thing go on, and then, you know, kind of we'll armchair quarterback it for you just to say, how do you talk to somebody about liberty? Very difficult, because it sounds like you're going up and knocking on the door of somebody you've never met before. Usually you get in with some kind of issue or another, whether you're talking about the drug war, you're talking about, you know, high taxes, you're talking about, you know, police corruption, whatever it is that you're talking about that people believe in, you know, that's kind of the way you approach it, is you find the issue that you agree on and you kind of expand out.
I guess a better question would be, because the one that I normally run into a lot is I talk about taxes and how there shouldn't be any.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of blows people's minds. Like, do you guys have a way to kind of like break that down a little easier for people, or like have you had difficulty telling that to people? Or
well, I mean, if you're talking about how there shouldn't be any, I can see how that you're kind of jumping pretty deep right off the bat. I can definitely understand that.
Usually you can step in with the income tax and say, you know, if we got rid of the income tax today, the government, with all the fees that they're collecting and tariffs and all that other stuff, would be shrunk to 1997 size. Don't you think the government was too big in 1997?
We can talk more about this and expand on it if you want to call maybe later this week. We look forward to hearing from you again. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we didn't get to the Obama New Deal thing, so we'll talk about that in the upcoming week as well. If you don't get the weekday show, listen online at freetalklive.com and have a great weekend, everybody.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com. Because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone.